open mic performers, and then we will start. Okay, let's see. Rick, okay, you're actually after Dan. And so he's going to do three songs, and then we'll start with the open mic, which is one song. So please, a big welcome for Dan Tappan.
Thank you, Adam. Is this on? Not really hearing it. There you go. So we have chickens. They're pets. They give us eggs. They give us amusement. We get a bunch of young ones in every spring, and around about this time of year, we start getting swamped with eggs as the young ones start to lay. But the thing about chickens is, you know, they start out as these tiny little bitty balls of fluff, and they grow up into these great big balls of fluff. But every once in a while, one will do something that just makes you wonder. I opened the gate, stepped into the yard. Saw a pair of yellow eyes, heard a fretful, baleful call. As she marched across the grass, surveying her domain, her expression sent a shiver through my veins. 'Cause there are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. Might have seen it on the news. They're kind of gone away. Through our feet of evolution, they changed their here to stay. There are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. Feel free to join in on that when it comes around. Well, they may be kind of flighty, they may act kind of dim. If you look into their eyes, you will see what lurks within. Deinonychus stares back at you, the ancestry is plain. There's a secret hidden savage in that brain. There are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. Might have seen it on the news. They're kind of gone away. Through a feat of evolution, they changed their here to stay. There are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. Scales have changed to feathers, into a beak. Easy to regard them as silly, bumbling freaks. But there's a simple sort of dignity, a certain sense of pride that shows their spirit will not be denied. There are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. Might have seen it on the news. They're kind of gone away. Through a feat of evolution, they changed their here to stay. There are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. Well, you can watch them as they hunt, can watch them stalk their prey, can watch them peck your legs if you don't feed them right away. That tiny mind is dreaming of when they ruled the land, and hoping that day will come again. There are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. Might have seen it on the news. They're kind of gone away. Through a feat of evolution, they changed their here to stay. So there are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. Yes, there are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. Thank you. next one, about getting on a year ago now. What inspired it? Was that Neil Armstrong died a year ago in August in Cincinnati, about 100 miles from where he grew up. I was 10 years old when the Apollo 11 moon landing happened. At 10, it was cool. It was a reason to stay up late at night, but I didn't really understand what was involved in making that all work, how dangerous it was. Anyway, after Neil died, I got this image of him standing on the moon, looking around at the scenery, looking back at the Earth, and this song came out. It's called Home. In Ohio, the moon's a brilliant beacon in the sky. Over hills, inter valleys, casts a silver glow. A lantern laying light along the road to guide a weary traveler to his home in Ohio. Stars are distant candles in the night, opalescent sparkles, mysteries of light, burning in the dome of summer sky. Crystallize the beauty of July in Ohio. Hills around it, worn by wind and snow. Fences line the pastures, orchards stand in rows. Cardinal sings a cheery tune. Steeples in the distance mark a town. Streaks of blue and gray, tracing out the sunrise line to where my heart will stay. 250,000 miles away in Ohio. Air is warm with scent of field and hay. A soft breeze through the window as you wake to greet the day will carry taste of morning dew. In Ohio, there is you. Thank you. As long as I'm in this tuning, I'll do a tune. So this is by the Irish harper Tuilleadh Ó Cairéil and Sibig Shamore. Thank you. Thank you.
That was beautiful, Dan. And Dan will be featuring at the Emerson Umbrella Open Mic in Concord on Sunday, January 19th.